All right, lads, welcome back to me podcast, Cheaper Than Therapy. Mick Thomas here. How are you? Welcome back. Merry Christmas. Merry. I can say that, right? Because Hanukkah is over. I think Hanukkah is over. And I don't know what Kwanzaa is. I don't know what they do in Kwanzaa. But, so I can say Christmas. Merry Christmas. This is what it is. It's a Christmas episode. And true story, I just got back 20 minutes ago. 20 minutes ago from the Dollar Tree where I bought all this, I'm not fucking splurging on fancy gifts, on fancy decorations. So I splurged for this dumb hat, which now I realize I gotta fucking adjust it all the way through. And it's sequenced too. What was wrong with me? And I bought these things, right? So it is, I'm at the dollar store, or the Dollar Tree. And if you don't know what the Dollar Tree is, it's what you think it is. Whereas everything in the store is a dollar. Everything. From chocolate bars to you can buy deodorant, shampoo, you can buy food at the Dollar Tree, right? You can buy bags of pasta. So I go in, they say, let me get some festivity stuff. There's a woman working there, the cashier, a woman, she's helping another person, then a woman waiting in front of me, then me. So the woman in front of me is starting to load her stuff up, and the cashier goes, ma'am, could you just back up 6 feet, please? So the woman goes, she looks down and she goes, I am 6 feet away. And the woman's like, well, it just doesn't look like it. Well, if you look down at the mark, and the cashier goes, look, I don't want to fucking do this today. Whatever you want to do, I'm not willing to fight. Well, I'm not fighting. You're the one. And I swear to God, I went like comedians say this. I go, sorry, ladies, we're all in a Dollar Tree. I think we've all lost and we've all got bigger problems in our lives than who's standing exactly 6 feet. This lady works in a Dollar Tree. So she has to deal with maggots all day long. This woman in front of me is buying food, canned spaghetti at a Dollar Tree. And I'm here buying this. So none of us are where we want to be. None of us are where we want to be right now. So can we just fucking hurry this up and get the fuck out? And the funny thing about it is that you're in there and the Christmas music is playing over the arguments of the people at the Dollar Tree. So it's like, Silent Night. Fucking this line is never going to move. Holy night. I am 6 feet away. This bullshit with you every fucking year. All is calm. I swear to God, every fucking Christmas I come in, it's the same bullshit. And I just, because it's, right now it's about the snow on Long Island. It's about it's supposed to be a lot of snow coming down and every store is panicking for their bread and milk. Can we do a bit about going to get bread and milk? Can we do that? Has that been done? Because I think it has been done. Someone's already done a bit about over panicking and going to get bread. Because it is comedy gold. It's not hacky. It's not hacky. What's wrong? Yeah. I don't know. No, I want to try it. That's how I was talking to the producer. Anyway, let's move on. So, I'm a big fan of Christmas, as we all know. I'm a big, big fan of it. I can't go to the Christmas tree in New York City anymore, because that's like fucking, that has, you see, have you seen what you do with that? If you don't know, the Christmas tree in New York, which comes every year, you normally go in, you walk around 1,000 tourists and you do wish them all death on Christmas. You just do. People wanting to get that perfect shot. So this year now they have security guards and you go online, book your 5 minutes with the tree. So you come back and you here's my ticket, and the security guard just stand there. All right, take a picture. You got 5 minutes with the tree. Take a picture and fuck off down the road. Don't want to be part of that. It's an excuse not to go now. And I think this is going to be a weird Christmas. Not because it's 2020, but, you know, the typical 2020 shit. I think it's going to be a weird Christmas because of, you know, like a friend of mine, she goes, can you come to a Christmas party with me? And I went, no, I don't like people. I'm not going to go with, and she goes, please, it'd be fun. You could tell jokes. I'm like, no, definitely not going. I'm not going to. And I did get asked to do Zoom shows and I went, I got just this fucking hat. And I not for holiday parties. So she was having a Zoom holiday party with everybody at her office. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I'm going to go. Like, because holiday parties are terrible anyway. Right? You go to a holiday party and it's just, or Christmas party, and it's just like, you're forced to go there to talk to people that you don't, you might like two people in the office, another one you can tolerate, and you like to find a corner and talk shit about everybody else. Now you got to go there and fucking, everyone's on a Zoom, And you're like, hey, remember that time when Karen and account, like, we don't fucking care. I'm not doing a Zoom meeting this year. I'm not going to people's Zoom holiday parties. I don't think you should. It's a great excuse not to go, right? Now you don't have to go to do Secret Santa, who got Mary. Fuck off. I'm not doing it. I'm not going anywhere for Christmas. I'm not going to anyone's holiday parties as friends. I'm not doing any Zoom shows. A friend of mine, she told me that they have this tradition in their office now where they hang up mistletoe. Another thing, if you try to kiss someone under the mistletoe, even though it's a Christmas tradition, can you get fired? Would you go to HR for that? Would you go to HR? Like, would you walk up to HR and go, Fred tried to kiss me. Why? What happened? Well, we were in the break room in the canteen and there was a mistletoe hanging over and Fred went, oh, mistletoe. And he leaned in to kiss me and I want him fired. Or would your HR go, well, why are you standing under mistletoe? Why are you standing under mistletoe? Of course you're going to get kissed under mistletoe. Everyone knows that. Or does Fred get fired? Or does Fred get the boot? So I went on to Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff. And I asked this question. And Instagram and all that stuff. And I asked this question. If there's mistletoe, would you report somebody? And all the women wrote, adorably, all the women wrote, well, it depends on the employee. Giggle, 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 giggle. And that's fucked up. Right, that's one of my problems. And I got many. One of my problems with women nowadays, right? Because it's like it's harassment, is it? If it's the right person, it's not harassment. It's sexy. It's sexy if the right person hits on you, but if the wrong person hits on you, it's let's call HR. Let's get this person fired. Because let's be honest, that's what. Because if the right employee hits on you, right? So if you're at work and then all of a sudden the good-looking guy at work comes up to you and he's all right and you go, hey, what's going on, Sharon? I like that. You look nice in that dress. And she's like, oh, thank you so much. And she tells the other friend she works, you know what Chris just said? What did he say? He said, nice dress. Like, oh, good for you. But then if Steve comes up, big fat Steve waddles over, right? He shaves that neckline. Because he's so big, right? And he's got this neckline shaved in. That's the only way he can tell where his chin and neck starts. And he comes over and he's got the sweat stains under his shirt. Right? The belt. He's got a phone case. And he walks up and he says the same thing. And he goes, hey, you know, nice dress. I'm like, oh my God. You hear what you, this fucking, ugh, this disgusting person. You should report him. I know, right? You should report him to HR. Saying that to you when you're, oh my God, he said what to you? Like, it's bullshit, man. Bullshit. I know what you're saying. Like, oh, well, it's about time women took. Yeah, it is. Merry Christmas to you, women. I think you won everything already. You won everything. You did. You know? And here's another thing, too, right? About, I'm sorry to go off a Christmas tangent here, but people are saying to me, have you seen this new show on Netflix called The Queen's Gambit? Is it called Gambit or Gamble? Let me see. Should I look it up? Don't care enough to look it up. The Queen's Gambit, I think it's called. And it's about this woman in the 60s. Earlier in the 60s. And she wins a chess tournament. Can we stop making these shows, right? And movies where women are doing it. They're doing it too. We can play. See, this is why all these movies and shows are set way back in the fucking 20s and 30s. Because you can do it now. Nobody gives a fuck anymore. If you're a woman in 2020 and you win a chess tournament, people go, who gives a fuck? And it's chess. It's chess. It's not like you're the first woman to hike Everest. It's a fucking game of chess. And everyone's like, it's a great show because she's a woman and she's out and she's doing it and she's playing chess against all these men. Who gives a fuck? Who gives a fuck? It's 1920. Yeah, big fucking deal. You can play chess. Stop making these shows where women are now The Miss Mabel, Miss Marble, the show about the female comedian. Yeah, there's female comics everywhere now. Nobody gives a shit. I'm not saying the show's not good, but can we stop making the shows and the movies where fucking women are held back? Stop. They can do shit now. That's why you set it all back in the 30s. That's why. Like, you could make a show now about racism. Set in 2020. And you know what? Yeah, that still does go on. There is a lot of racial injustice. You could make that, and you could, and the people would be, you don't have to go back to the, to like, you know, make 12 years a slave too, for us to go, wow, wasn't it tough back then for certain people? There is racism nowadays. For those of you who are just listening, I'm not laughing at the racism part. I'm laughing because one of my decorations fell down on the air. But we roll on, we move on, we don't go cut. do I put it? Should I hang it up again? Hang on, let me hang it up. I'm gonna get back to the racism part again in a second, but let me just see if I can. Oh no! See, Dollar Tree, fucking Dollar Tree, and I got Dollar Tree tape as well. That's probably why I fell down. So let me put it back up right about there. That looks about all right on the wall. There you go. Nice. It's probably gonna fall again. However, So we would get, if you made a show about racism, we would get that. But if you made a show in 2020 about how women are not treated equally, you'd go, fuck off. You would go to a production company, a movie company, a television making company, television make, like I'm not dealing with this shit already and I don't know the fucking terminology for it. And you would go into a pitch meeting, you go, hear me out. There's a girl. Really? Yeah. And she wants to be the first female truck driver. Oh, wow, when is this set? No, she drives across the country in a truck and it's just really hard for a woman to be driving a truck. Oh, so when is this set? Back in like 1950s when there was no power steering? So they really No, it happened this year. It's this year. And they're like, well, what? Why? You'd be laughed out. You get out. Take your ideas and get the fuck out. Can we stop doing it, please? Anyway. So, yeah, typical. So the mistletoe, back to mistletoe. So it's a typical bullshit that you would have to, you hang up mistletoe, you're going to get kissed. You hang around mistletoe, you're going to get kissed. Men and women, sorry, you just got to deal with it. That's all I'm saying. But yeah, man, I'm loving this time of year. I watch A Christmas Carol over and over again. So many different versions of A Christmas Carol. So many different versions. And here's what I learned from watching A Christmas Carol. I kind of, like a light went on this year. Scrooge is not the problem. I'll let that settle in. Scrooge isn't the problem, right? He's a small business owner. He's not a small business. He owns a lot of stuff. And he gets a lot, he's employing a bunch of people. Because when you watch the usual ones, Muppets being my favorite, but my second favorite is the Tom Hardy version. He's not in it. He produced it. That just came out last year. Phenomenal version. And if you read the book, which I did, it's my favorite book. It really is my favorite book, A Christmas Carol. And if you read the original version or watch the original movies, he employs thousands of people in coal mines and that kind of stuff. And what do? We just watch him and his relationship with Bob Cratchit. And Scrooge is a horrible person. Why? Because he's grumpy. He's a grumpy man. That's all he is. He's a grumpy man. Yeah, but then Tiny Tim has got... It's not Scrooge's fault that Cratchit and his wife won't stop fucking. How many kids did Bob Cratchit have? 11? 12? I don't know. I mean, look at my parents. My parents didn't stop. They had 5 fucking kids. That was a stupid thing to do. That was a dumb thing to do for my parents to have 5 fuck... I mean, I like all my brothers and sisters, but it's a dumb thing to have 5 kids and then... And then, you know, but my dad never went to his job, right? And never went to his job and went, you know what? I got one son. He's a bit, you know, in the head. Can I get more money, please? No, you had them. So it's not Scrooge's fault that Tiny Tim was born the way he was born. And everyone's like, oh, you're going to do to Tim. That's fuck. He didn't have him. He didn't ask. It wasn't his fault. It's not his fault. Scrooge employs... So many people. There's more than a grieve, than a grieve about you. Love that line. Yeah, and it's not his fault. Scrooge is very, not misunderstood, but people attack him because he has money and people are like, give us the money. Why? I fucking worked my way. I went to school for this. I did all this shit. And now I got to give it away? Now I got to give it away. For why? He has a job. I gave him a job. Right? Yeah, granted, it's not the going rate right now, but... He took the job. If I get called up to go do a show and they go, hey, listen, you're gonna drive in the snow, you're gonna go here, you're gonna go there. I have the option to go, I'm not doing that. What's wrong with you? I'm not driving all that way to take for a gig to take that for that money. I have the option to go on. The club owner isn't Scrooge. This club owner shouldn't be visited by three spirits for offering me shit money. I'll give you $100 for a weekend. Go fuck yourself. Right? That guy's not going to wake up and have three ghosts at his fucking bed. And that was another thing too. My problem with Scrooge was, he needed four ghosts to change his mind. Right, Jacob Marley appeared as the first ghost, right? So he doesn't count as one of the spirits. But Jacob Marley appeared. Like, if I had my best friend back in Ireland, Tommy, if me and Tommy were scumbags, and we were at times, Tommy knows what I'm talking about, and, if Tommy died, and then a year later, he appeared to me as a ghost, I'd be like, just tell me what to do, I'm done. Like, I would never go, fuck off, ghost. Ghosts. It's a ghost. You should be immediately terrified. Immediately go, fuck me, there's a ghost. And he goes, listen, there's three lads coming. Don't send the three of them. Don't send three more ghosts. I've seen enough. You've come through my door with chains and fucking, and you know me, and you tell the story, and you go, listen, these three lads are fucking pissed off at you, mate, because of all the shit you've done. Yeah. What I got to do? Well, you got to be a better person from here on in. Done. I promise you. What have we got to do? You tell me. I'll give more money to Bob. Cratchit. That's kind of bullying, but whatever. Raising the minimum wage. But yeah, I'll do that. I 100% will do that. Just don't, please. No more ghosts. What else have I got to do? Well, you got to, go be nice to people. I will. I'll say hello to everybody. I'll be nice. I'll say hello to people, even though some of them are fucking maggots, but I'll do it. That was my problem with A Christmas Carol. No more ghosts. Like, Scrooge would have just went, all right, keep fucking send them on. Keep them coming. I want to see more of these ghosts. Don't you think one is enough? But I love Christmas Carol. I love it this time of year. I like listening to the songs with my kids now. Like, they hate me. I wake them up every morning. I put on the speakers, the Bluetooth speakers, and I fucking pump Christmas music. I absolutely pump it. I love it. I really do. And the one lesson I teach my kids is, at Christmas is from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And they're like, isn't it a great song? I'm like, yeah, you know what I learned from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is that people only want you when you're good for something. Right? He came along like, oh, fucking Red Nose. Here's all Red Nose guys. Look at him. His nose glowing up. And they're like, let's not talk to him. Let's not sit with him in the lunchroom. Right? Let him sit over there by himself. Yeah. Fuck him. Fuck Rudolph. I don't know why they're fuck Rudolph. I just wanted to see my top bobble. What's that called? Fuck Rudolph. Piece of shit. Fucking with his glowing nose. And there goes the other one. Oh, fuck it. I'll leave it down. Look at the tape is still on the wall. Anyway, so they're like fuck Rudolph, right? And then all of a sudden, what happens? And the big man comes in, Santa, and they're like, oh, Santa's here. Hey, what's going on, Santa? He's like, I want to talk to you. I want to talk to fucking Rudolph. And he goes over to Rudolph, and everyone's like, we should. Santa likes Rudolph. I didn't know. I didn't know he knew Rudolph. There's a lot of comedians out there that do that, right? There, a lot of people won't give them the time of day, and then they find out they're friends with someone famous that might help their career. They're like, oh, I always liked you, pal. This is Rudolph. And then Santa goes over to Rudolph, and he goes, do you want to drive my sleigh? Be right in front and just fucking tear along with me. And Rudolph's like, yeah. So everyone's like, oh, fuck. Let's be nice to Rudolph now, because Santa loves him. You know what I mean? That's the worst message you could send to kids. One of the worst messages ever. You're only as good as someone makes you, as someone lets you be. That's it. You're not a good person. You're not useful until someone, we don't have to like you until someone popular likes you. Then we're like, oh, let's all jump on the fucking bandwagon. Absolute shit. I like listening to them. We're driving along and we heard this this song. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. You know that one? Little kid sings it. And me and my son were driving. He's like, you know. Anyway, so sorry about that. What was I talking about again? What was I talking about? Shit. Oh yeah, the hippopotamus. I want a hit. So my son goes, Dad, how old is that that boy? I go, I don't know. Is it a boy? Is it a girl? Let's look it up. I want a hit. So we look it up and it's a 10. It was sung by, at the time, a 10-year-old Gail Pavlve. And so I'm like, all right. Now what? Like, that's like, it's a 10-year-old Gail. And I was like, there's no Gales that are 10 years old. You, if your name is Gail, you never had a childhood. You were immediately born a 72-year-old woman. A 72-year-old woman. If you're Gail, you never saw a childhood, right? You were born from your mother's, you came out of your mother's thing and you just went, just came out and you went, it's cold. It's cold. Somebody close a window. Get me a blanket. Oh my God, it's cold. Get me a blanket. Don't turn the heat on. I'm not made of money. That's what a Gail is. You're just born. You're born that age. But, you know, there's a lot of, what was the other song I was listening to the other day? What was the other one I listened to the other day? Which is, I don't know, my brain is shit today. But, oh yeah, you know the one, Santa baby, I want, like, she sounds a bit like a whore, doesn't she? Santa baby. Like, if I was Mrs. Claus, if I was Mrs. Santa, and I was just happen to be checking, maybe she helps out because it's a family business, right? So maybe she goes, I'll answer the emails and the letters, Santa. You're the main cheese. You do all that stuff. The elves will make the shit, and I'll check the emails as they come in and say, you know, Billy wants one of these, Mary wants two of those, and so on. So if she's sitting there and all of a sudden she just sees, you know, she's on the computer and you're like, Santa baby, just hurry. You'd be like, who is this bitch? Who is Santa? Get in here. Who's this whore? Do you know this bitch? You'd fucking freak out. Get rid of her. Get rid of her. Very, you're making Christmas sexy. There's nothing sexy about Christmas. It's all about Jesus and his birthday. And that's the thing too, right, about Jesus and his birthday. That was always my problem with Jesus, was that, what's my problem with Jesus? Holy shit, I never said that in a sentence. Here was my problem with Jesus, that he was always the underdog, wasn't he? Like, he always got they rode on a donkey. There was no room. Like, none of the hotels were, they're all booked up. And he, you know what I mean? Like, so you all started off as the underdog. It was never like, and Jesus came in and they had a room for him. And not only that, but not only did he have a room, but, you know, they got upgraded. They got upgraded to a suite because of Joseph's points. That never happens. It's always Jesus, the underdog story, right? It's because you want to, because nobody roots for the guy that has everything. So maybe, we don't know, maybe he rode into Bethlehem and there was a room for him, but we have to say he was in a manger. What's a manger, by the way? Do you know what a manger is? Jesus is the only person I know who has slept in a manger or who has ever been around a manger, right? You don't ever hear it anywhere else, in any other Bible, any other book. Nobody, unless you hear manger, you're thinking of Jesus and that's it. That is it. I want where are you going? I'm off to the manger. Never happens. You never hear about that. I'm off to the manger now, are you? Yeah. What, where are you sleeping tonight? In a manger. Nobody does that. So many things about Christmas that, you know, that songs like Hark Now Hear. Hark? Hark means listen. So fucking say listen. Have you ever said hark in your life? Thank you for harking my podcast, everybody. Nobody. Hark to this podcast, Cheaper Than Therapy. Nobody does it. I fuck enough of that shit. With the weird words that you only use around Christmas time. I know, yeah. Glory to the Lord. I used to do that. I used to go to Mass on Christmas morning. With my dad would go, which was all. It's always sucky if you're a kid and you have to go to Christmas Mass. Don't you? Like, because you have to be playing with your toys and you have to get up and go out and play. Right? You got to leave your toys to go to fucking Mass. And I would just go there with my dad and he'd be like, you know, everyone would be singing their songs. And I would do that like fake opera. opera voice. Hark now, hear the angel. Tap of voice. Fucking whack. What the fuck's that? Just, you fucking stop singing. You told me to sing. Stop fucking singing. That's what all fucking. Glory. Fucking wallop. That was another thing too. Oh, by the way, if you have kids listening to this, which you shouldn't be, now is the time for a little bit of a spoiler alert. So now is the time to make them leave. All right. I'll give you 3 seconds. 1, 2, 3. All right. So there's no Santa. Now, there's no Santa. And here's where I found out when there was no Santa is that when I was 12. I know that's late. Some of you think like, fucking 12, Mick, were you all right? Were your parents cousins? Were you held under the water a bit too long as a kid? It's a bit slow, isn't it? 12 years old to be finding out there's no Santa. So I'm 12 years old and I'm in my friend's house, Martin Clear. And he had a pool table. So we played in this big shed, which was an extension built on the side of his house. And I remember we were just playing. We were all talking about, it was around Christmas time, obviously December. And someone said, I said, oh, what Santa brings, whatever. And this guy, John Kinsella, who was there with us, and he went, I'll never forget it. And he went, you know, there's no such thing as Santa, right? And I was just like, in my head, I was like, yeah, totally. Of course. And he was like, yeah, you know, they just like deliver your toys at nighttime or your parents. I was like, yeah, of course. Yeah, everyone, what? Everyone knows there's no Santa. Oh, my heart was broken. My heart was broke. I was like, what the fuck? And here's the thing too, I never figured out, because I grew up piss poor, and my friend Ian, because at the time nobody in the street really had, their parents never had a job really, because it was that time when we were children. But Ian's dad, Ian Clare, brother of Martin Clare, his dad had a job at the time, so he would have made more money. And then I remember thinking like that Santa only brings presents to the good boys and girls. And then when Christmas morning would come out and I would be out on a shitty fucking hand-me-down bike, you know, and crappy toys, and then Ian would show up with all these fucking amazing presents, and I'm like, how did he get all that shit? He's an asshole. He's a biggest asshole just as I am. But I all of a sudden, like, Santa figured that he should get all the good shit. What the fuck's that about? He's just a bigger asshole than I am. But yet for some reason, Santa just said, fucking, there you go, have all those presents. Because, you know, if you have a job, if your dad has a job, Santa favors you. That's what I've learned. Anyway, I am going to go on that one. It is cold. I am hungry. I want to thank you all for listening. And if I don't speak to you, thanks for liking, subscribing, sharing, passing it on. I'm losing my voice. It was lovely talking to you all again. And have a very Merry Christmas with your family. And enjoy it. Good luck to you. Good luck as always. Wash your hands, you dirty fuckers. And Merry, Merry Christmas from everybody here at the Cheaper Than Therapy podcast. Bye-bye now.